Blog Talk Radio.
Do you wanna leave?
Yes, yes. Welcome, welcome to Cut the Shock and Repair Reports this Saturday morning. I had a show scheduled for last night, and when it just didn't happen. That same show, that topic would be discussed on Sunday, regarding the year in review. The year in review for 2013, and also discussing sports and NFL playoffs. That show will be broadcast on Sunday afternoon. My friend of the show and friend of Ebony Empress and many shows here on blogtalkradio.com, he had planned to call last night. So he usually calls on my Sunday show, so hopefully he'll call and chat with us also as we talk review the year of 2013 and also discuss sports. Playoffs and NBA and all other sports also. So thank you. I just wanted to, those of you that were looking forward to the show regarding the year in review, it'll be on Sunday. But this has been a topic that I've been wanting to profile since earlier this year, and it's important for shoppers everywhere to be aware of profiling. And many of you know I'm a born salesperson, a born consumer, like all of us, most of us. All of us are consumers, regardless of the industries that we work in. But, you know, I'm a salesperson. I love direct selling, retailing, and all of that. This time next year for Christmas holiday, my plan is to have my boutique salon open. I'll be working in my own boutique salon and creating a few jobs. That's my plan, because that's been a long time childhood dream of mine to have my own. But what's so important is, and when I hear these stories, I'm in the Deep South. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, you know, where civil rights movement, segregation and all that. So when I hear these profiling stories, it just amazes me that this is happening, and especially happening in big cities like New York. You know, and so it's important because this sounds like stories that I've heard from friends and relatives back in the day when there was, you know, black only and white only shopping areas and eating areas, you know. I mean, maybe it's not that, some people might say, well, it's not that deep. But I'm just saying when people are from different regions or different times or different eras, like when my cousin Linda and I talk, she literally marched and fought in the civil rights. I was born right at the end of the civil rights movement here in Jackson, Mississippi. You know, she's a hardcore Democrat. I'm this open-mind, happy-go-lucky, looking at this colorblind world of a Republican, you know. But then when I hear stories like this, and Al Sharpton had to come out, and many other leaders of different races, it just amazes me. And then I love retailers. So it's something. And I have worked in retail, so I have seen those situations when it comes to shoplifting and privilege is when your staffers are stealing, when people steal from the places that they work. That's called privilege. But I've seen these situations when people are, you know, really, you know, shoplifters. You know, shoplifters come in all shapes, forms, colors, and everything. And it's really important to let your customers know that they can come and shop in your establishment. You lose customers that way when you accuse them of doing something that they have not done, when they honestly enjoy shopping at your place of business. And the different retailers that I've worked for, from department stores to specialty stores, you know, when educated regarding shoplifters and also giving good customer service, when you give good customer service, you know, hey, so it seemed like those cases that were brought to our attention earlier in the late fall, you know, it seemed like that, you know, they were legit customers. But I'm going to read an article that was shared back on December 9th when the story had broke regarding Macy's and Barney's posting shoppers' bills of rights. And, you know, maybe my friends that do visit New York and major retailers and those that work in retailers, you can better explain some things, you know. But you know, being in the, like I said, being in the deep stuff, I've heard, just sound like stories from the past, you know. But then, but again, I am one that's familiar with shoplifters. And when you're a salesperson or a person working on a prevention team at a store or retailer or security, you have to have your eyes and ears open to any type of shoplifting or any type of fraudulent activity, people using stolen credit cards, stolen checks, and all of that. But when you're accusing people of doing something that they're not, you're losing customers that way, you know, and that's not good because people will spread the word and say, well, don't shop there, because they follow you through the store or they act like they don't trust you when you're shopping. And people, you should welcome customers to your stores, regardless if it's a mom-and-pop store or a major retailer. This article written by J. David Goodman says that shoppers will find an unusual addition to traditional shopping decorations at Macy's and Barney's, New York, and other major stores this holiday season, and this is earlier this month. And it's called a Customer's Bill of Rights that addresses racial profiling. We always hear about racial profiling when it comes to maybe driving or being stopped by police, but then when you're shopping, you know. I go to say that one-page document released on, you know, earlier this month by retailers after they met with Reverend Al Sharpton and other civil rights advocates is the latest and most public effort by stores in New York City to respond to accusations of profiling of black shoppers. Three customers have sued in recent months. Because that's what I was wondering, was it just the New York stores or, like, the nationwide stores, you know, because just because it happened in New York doesn't mean it won't happen in Arizona again next month. You know, we don't know. So it goes on to say, the latest and most public effort by stores in New York City to respond to accusations of profiling of black shoppers. Three customers have sued in recent months, and many others have informally shared their tales of unpleasant encounters while shopping in the city. Profiling is an unacceptable practice and will not be tolerated, reads the document, and which is posted in stores like Bloomingdale's, Lords and Taylor, Saks Fifth Avenue. You know, we have Saks here. Employees who violate the company's prohibition on profiling will be subject to disciplinary action, up to and including termination of employment. And exactly, because again, you got to provide customer service. And if you're providing customer service, if your customer's information is all checking out, then and then you go through the proper procedure of completing the transaction, and then you see reason why the transaction should not be completed or declined, then that's when you get concerned or when the information is not congruent. But if everything plays out, you know, and I know it goes customer by customer, but providing good customer service and keeping an eye out for shoplifters or suspicious people that you might think are committing suspicious activities regardless of their race, regardless of their background, you know, regardless of how they're dressed, you know, because being good in sales and in management, you can't judge customers. And you know, in shoplifters, you can't judge who. I've been amazed at people that I've seen got caught, have been caught shoplifting. People you least expect shoplift. Then there's the customer that one person. Do you remember how Julia Roberts was treated in Pretty Woman? There are customers that you think don't have the money, are not going to shop, or just because they're window shopping, they might not come back. Those customers are some of the best customers out there. So. That most definitely, if employees are profiling their customers, and you're losing sales when you're profiling like that and disregarding people and treating people like that, that's not right. But you do have to provide good customer service, and you do have to keep your eyes open for shoplifters and pilferage. And that is that pilferage again. Internal theft is a major problem across the country, and so and racial profile there either. Because the person you least expect is shoplifting from their job, you know. So I'm just saying. So they're right, the companies, by saying employees who violate the company's prohibition on profiling will be subject to disciplinary action up to and including termination employment. That's right. And so a lot of employees that have been racially profiling people, I know they've been on pins and needles, but I hope everybody had them at those particular stores. I hope they had a very successful holiday season. I'm sure they did. But then it goes on to say that the document withdraws from existing store policies prohibiting racial profiling amounts to a promise from retailers to abide by those strictures and a recognition of the deep resonance that reports of profiling have had with a large number of minority shoppers. If there was not a problem, there would be no reason to post it, Mr. Sharpton, L. Sharpton, said in a telephone interview. The added pressure is that they've acknowledged specific rights. Among those rights outlined in the document is a requirement for store security personnel, some of whom roam the aisles in plain clothes, to identify themselves when interacting with customers. Prohibited is the use of excessive force or threatening vulgar language when detaining people suspected of theft. And, you know, I'm a mystery shopper also. I can say that much. And one thing that companies like you to know, they like detailed information of how you are treated. I don't care if it's a restaurant, a retail store, or a car dealership. The companies that hire mystery shoppers, they like to know how you have been treated from the time you walk on the premises of the place of business, because they like to know how you are being treated and how you are interacted with when you are in their place of business, so they can improve their services and their products and the appearance of their businesses, you know. And so so you don't know. And you better believe me, you. Those stores have upped their game on their mystery shoppers to see how the employees are. Oh, my goodness, if I lived in New York, oh, my God, I definitely would be loving getting assigned to those stores. They are assigning mystery shoppers like crazy to see how those employees are treating customers. I'm just saying it. So it's not just the cameras, but they're getting documents. They're getting information back how people are really being treated. They're sending customers in there just for that reason. So they go on to say, among those rights outlined in the document is a requirement, and other stores across the nation should be practicing it also, because it's not just concentrated just in, I guess, New York. You know, it's happening everywhere, probably. Among those rights in the document is a requirement for store security personnel, some who roam the aisles in plain clothes, to identify themselves when interacting with customers. Prohibited is the use of excessive force or threatening vulgar language when detaining people suspected of theft. People suspected of engaging in a crime can be detained only in a reasonable manner and not for more than a reasonable time. Exactly. And before you accuse somebody of stealing, you need to have proof exactly that the person has really stolen something, because that can cause a lawsuit like these people file lawsuits. It also defines profiling broadly to include not only race, religion, and sexual orientation, but also appearance or any personal physical characteristics. Exactly. And then it goes on to say that I think it's a market employee, said John Eleftherakis, a lawyer for Robert Brown, an actor in the HBO television series Trim, is that how you pronounce it, who is suing Macy's over a stop this year. We don't believe that this is a solution. We're moving forward with our lawsuit. The suits against the stores and the New York Police Department were filed after episodes this year at Macy's and Barney's in which black shoppers were stopped by officers after making purchases with their credit or debit cards. None were charged with a crime. The stores have denied any involvement on the part of their employees, blaming the police. The police department has said its officers acted on information provided by the stores. The State Attorney General's Office and the City's Human Rights Commission are conducting parallel investigations into the episodes and into store security practices more broadly. The policies in place are not adequate, said Scott M. Stringer, the Manhattan Borough President and Comptroller elect who took part in the meetings of store officials. We have a lot more work to do. Mr. Stringer and Mr. Sharpton said they had requested a meeting with the incoming police commissioner, William J. Bratton, to discuss how officers collaborate with security personnel inside stores. Yeah, because, you know, we want to help stores protect themselves from really legit shoplifters and provide good customer service. But then also when a transacting with customers, want to make sure that customers feel comfortable that are honestly in their purchasing items that they need and want to buy, luxury or not. You know, this is America, right? I thought it was, and we're not living in the before the civil rights time era either, you know? So, oh, my goodness. So I just want to talk a little bit, elaborate on it, and I guess we'll be talking more about this subject back in 2014. Man, since I've been sick the past 2 months, I was really looking forward to doing a lot of pre-holiday secret shopping assignments, but it's wild. But they're going to be doing it because this is not about the holiday season. This just so happened. Cases came out and were made public right before the holiday season. So it's probably a good idea for these stores and other stores to assign mystery shoppers to visit their stores for not only racial profiling but other reasons also throughout the country and throughout the world. Because look what happened to Oprah Winfrey up in, where was she, in Sweden for Tina Turner's wedding? You know, she was racially profiled, I guess, when she asked for that Jennifer bag. So that is just amazing right there, this subject matter. But it's ongoing. I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. And, of course, aren't you guys loving the after Christmas shopping? See, some of you, some of you that might have really going at it and shopping after Christmas like crazy, you see what I and many others, frugal people and those who like good deals and like the haggle, have been talking about, right? You don't even have to be perfect at bargain shopping after Christmas. You know, you see a lot of deals online and in stores. And so, you know, wow. It's just amazing. So, but that situation with Amazon and UPS, that was, but you can't control the weather, but it's good that they're, like, crediting the people regarding their packages not arriving on time into their destinations, because it was some kids that thought Santa Claus had forgot about them, you know, and not just kids, probably some adults also. Good morning. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Happy Kwanzaa.
How are you?
Happy holidays.
What's that?
I say happy Kwanzaa. Happy holidays. Happy 2014.
Oh yeah, I'm not black, so I don't celebrate Kwanzaa.
Well, Kwanzaa is all about togetherness. It's not all about the race.
You tell me about Kwanzaa.
So it's all about unity. It's not all about race. It's all about unity and togetherness.
I thought Kwanzaa was like a black holiday.
Not necessarily.
No. Well, shit.
Yeah, see?
God damn it. Well,
it's all about love and unity.
Tell me about the Jews.
About who?
The Jews and Kwanzaa?
Oh, well, I'm talking about, I was just saying happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, happy 2014. I was talking about the earlier this month regarding Barney's and Macy's, the racial profiling, and then also bargain shopping after Christmas, holiday shopping.
So what is your perspective for this holiday shopping season?
Oh, I'm a person who's a salesperson, and I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I bargain shopping. I think bargain shopping is good. Yeah, I love it. I mean, the commercialism that some people talk about, I think gets kind of out of hand. But when people keep everything in perspective, and I think it's pretty cool. And this is a perfect time to shop, even for next year. This is a time to really shop and buy things that so you don't have to buy next year.
See, but the problem that I have with the holiday season is that it supports, like, sweatshops, stuff like
that. Oh, I agree with you on that. You're talking about the manufacturers of some of our favorite products?
Mm-hmm,
like,
yeah.
Sweatshops in India and other countries?
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. That is kind of sad when you find out some of our favorite retailers like Walmart and others, you know, get their products made in some of these sweatshops.
What do you do for a living?
I'm in sales. I'm in sales and marketing. I design, and I'm also working on an invention project.
Oh, that's dope.
And where are you, and what do you do?
I'm in Canada.
Oh, what's up, Canada? I have friends in Canada. Some of my favorite celebs are from Canada. And what do you do, Ari?
You know who the prime minister is?
You're an entrepreneur?
You know who the prime minister is?
Of Canada?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Oh.
I love history, but I can't say it on the top of my head, so I will not lie.
Well, I basically set up his pimp and hose.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
So you're a comedian. Okay.
No, I'm just messing with you. Praise Jesus.
I like it when artists call in.
Well, I'm an artist, all right.
Yeah, I like it when artists and actors and performers call in. We will always have a blast.
You but praise the Lord?
I sure do, and thank you also. But time is running short, and I really appreciate you for calling. Thank you.
And
God bless.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seal. Money raised through Christmas Seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
God, he wasn't a mean prankster. I think it's pretty cool when those, I guess, actors, comedians call in. As long as they're not mean and ugly and saying bad things. Dean Filmmaker should have been on the line with me because he tickles me because he can smell them a mile away. But again, it's a real topic of profiling, very, very important topic. Here's Draft.
Circle and I'll be back around. What you have is amazing. you may recognize. I can kill what you're feeling, destroy the pain inside. You give me will to keep running when I feel paralyzed. No surprise, I suppose. Only God knows why I chose. You and I get a certain high for your ass. And that pussy make it no better. No scientist, but this chemistry has got a nigga feeling explosive. If you get low, get lower. I'm just saying, no game plans, we don't play games. On track with that money train. I don't say I love you too much, but I'm a man of action like sign language. Tell me, look, watch, but don't touch. And I respect that, and that ricochet kinda hurts sometimes, but I'm fine. Mine on the matter most. We're a firehouse, moving in on their time. And you did that shit, girl. You made that shit happen. Fast and fast. Not laughing at me.
Uncontrollable force that won't just let you sit on the sound, but your life pressure by that bitch might make it drop across the ocean. But not cause you got to, cause you want to. Everything inside you was holding on to the good and the bad times. Memories over flat lines. I need you like my back spine. I swear to God you're my heaven now. I won't live there, but this time I do whatever to keep us together. You can play me like some Spider-Man. You're my MJ, I'm your Spider-Man. I wake up in that night. If I know somehow I see you again, getting that Cupid chase to win. I do whatever to keep us together. What you thought that shit was just you to say? I'm no Romeo, you're no Juliet. They can't separate our love. They love to hate, but then we give a take to eliminate our trust. But I screw, fuck them. Don't need nothing but you. And I know you feel the same, cause I believe true love is true. And I know we're gonna know this coming from a spot so pure. It must be written in the books, because it's written in our hearts.
If I had it, that soul music, it's a different type of play. I would jump in, I would take this as a version to me, but you know what? When this nigga was doing this, the shit with the tables, I was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? I'ma let him break it down. Hey, yo, kick that shit, that dub shit, you know what I mean?
Okay, your sounds today and start making hits.
Break it down!
No better myself. Yeah. It's that shit you gotta like, you know what I'm talking about? You gotta like this type of shit, man. How could you not? I feel it. I know you feel it. How could you not feel it? I felt it when I first heard it. Nigga, my ears are feeling this shit like a motherfucker. Tell me to let this brother say, but nah. I know myself a little bit too good, man. Very too good for my own good. See, you may have me talking all crazy and shit, girl.
That draft is on point, for real. That's Draft. Native of New Orleans. Resides in Marrero, right outside of New Orleans. So awesome. He will be on the... He would have been on the show if I had not been sick. He will be on the show real, real soon. And then I'm looking forward to going to New Orleans in February for NBA All-Star Weekend, God willing. And he'll be on the show again, live in person, also talking with us about his music and himself and New Orleans and all of that good stuff. But, man, it sounded like some Casey Neach collab had happened on that song right there. You know my guy, Casey Neach, with SeaWorld High Fashion. Oh, man. I love that song right there. You know, hey, that's one reason why I rate the show PG-13, because of the lyrical content of the songs that I play. The artist music that I play are so awesome to me, and many others agree also. So, yeah, don't mean to be tooting my own horn, but of that draft. He is a bad one, man. He's awesome. He sent me 4 songs recently that I need to add to the playlist. I have some songs on the playlist that I have not. I have some 6 string Woody songs. I have a lot of songs. DJ Swan, I have a lot of Smith songs on my playlist that definitely looking forward to playing for you guys. And don't hesitate to send me your music or, you know, connect with me at SoundCloud and other websites and so on. But definitely email me and network with me here on my profile. Email me, YouTube, you know, Twitter, et cetera. But, of course, the email address is cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT. So on Sunday, we're going to be talking about the year in review, and we're going to be talking about sports, NFL playoffs. I want to congratulate all those that have been selected for the Pro Bowl. Of course, six of my guys from, of course, Drew Brees, Graham, man, the list goes on. Guys from the Who Dat Nation have been chosen for the Pro Bowl, and Dez Bryant, he got another Christmas present. He's been selected to play in the Pro Bowl, so congrats to Dez Bryant. I hope you're listening, Dez. You guys do your thing, okay, against Philadelphia. Big fan of Michael Vick's mom and I, but of course we want to see you guys prevail in this game and do your thing. Big shout out to the Saints and the Who Dat Nation, of course, and the Pelicans, who's hosting the NBA All-Star Weekend also. So, just, you know, big shout out to all the teams that are still in it and want to get to that Super Bowl and win it. You know, shout out to everybody. This is amazing. We're going to be talking sports on Sunday, Monday. Oh, you know, what are positive affirming actions, affirmations, and self-talk? You know, this time of year especially, I know when myself and a lot of people that I deal with love to positive self-talk and love prayers and affirmations and all of that. And that beats negative self-talk, because if we're not talking to ourselves in a positive manner, many of us are downing ourselves and talking in defeat terms. And so on Monday, we're going to talk about what are positive affirmations and self-talk. And, you know, is it really effective? It is effective to those of us that, you know, really believe. You know, it could be your scriptures, or like some of my favorite motivators are Zig Ziglar, the teachings of Anthony Robbins, Norman Vincent Peale, Les Brown, Tony Brown. You know, even some favorite musicians have, the Prince have some of the dopest affirmations and positive quotes out there, you know. So, like, I guess, you know, that's why some people think, oh, my God, those of you that love Prince music or something. But, you know, some of the wildest affirmations, Joel Osteen, he and his wife, you know. You know, there's books, there's websites, there's, you know, your mentors, ministers and preachers and, you know, people in the cloth that can share with you, and people to teach Bible study. You know, there are affirmations and prayers that really are effective. And, it beats that negative talk, you know, or if you hear a lot of negative talk and naysayers saying things that you know not true, but you need that positive, you know, you need something more to keep you firm in believing in what you know is best and to stay motivated. But again, I thank you for tuning in. I think we might be, we're near running out of time. We're not completely out of time yet, so we have a little time to talk about bargain shopping during this holiday season. Bargain shopping during this holiday season, and I know you haven't had any trouble with, because. Again, visit blackfriday.com also. And I was reading some articles before the show regarding how that Boxing Day has been a big deal all around the world, especially in the UK. But let's see. Wow, there is an an article about the best cities for bargain shopping, but right now, the city you are in is the best place because bargain shopping is everywhere. Good deals are everywhere. But I am looking at an article about the cities. I just always think that Dallas was a good place to shop. When, as a team, my class, senior trip, we went to Orlando. And I've only been to Orlando twice, even though that's the last place I know my second husband had lived. But one thing I liked about, we liked about Orlando was the outlet stores and how you can bargain shop and get a lot of designer items for a lesser price. Even here in Mississippi, there are some good places to bargain shop also. But there are cities where that they say people can really bargain shop. So there's an article that I'm looking at. It's not just for the holiday season. It's an article of just period about the best cities to bargain shop. And it's from Forbes. Let me see what month it was published. And I need Cousin Linda online for us to talk about haggling and bargain shopping. You can do it anywhere. You don't have to online and at your favorite stores. Best cities for bargain shopping. A rise in consumer spending has become the watermark to watch in the economic recovery, and for good reason. Consumer spending accounts for nearly 70% of the U.S. economy. Still, if the Depression has taught us one thing, it's the value of a bargain. Despite signs of a turnaround, American consumers are as price conscious as ever before. In short, we're a discount nation. Here's the top shopping cities for scoring a great deal and a snapshot of what each has to offer. So, let's see who the top 10 cities are, the best cities. New Orleans. Exactly. New Orleans, number 10. 25-plus factory outlet stores, 8 Walmarts, and they even have Kmart. And that's what I'm looking forward to, going to Kmart. 5,624,044 square feet of retail space, 4% combined sales tax. New Orleans kicks it off in number 10. Just got through to that. Isn't that something? New Orleans is in the top 10, number 10 for best cities to bargain shop. And next city is Nashville, Tennessee at number 9. 94-plus factory outlet stores, 8 Walmart, 10,250,761 square feet of retail space, plus a price index of 88.9. So Nashville comes in at number 9. And I hope I don't run out of time before mentioning all 10. Cincinnati, Ohio, number 8. 35-plus factory outlet stores, 4 Walmart, 6.5% combined sales tax. And price index at 93.8. Then there's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, number 7. 80-plus factory outlet stores, 8 Walmarts, 20 million ...650,920 square feet of retail space, 8% combined sales tax, number 7, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Number 6, Chicago, Illinois. Yeah, I've been to Chicago a couple of times, but I've always heard and known that Chicago is a bargain shopping mecca also. 110-plus factory outlet stores, and Dallas should be on the list too. 110-plus factory outlet stores, 16,078,737 square feet of retail space, 6.25% combined sales tax, and for price index at 116.9.